Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
This is Scott Davert with this podcast on Bard Mobile. Bard Mobile is a service that is part of the NLS line of services for those who have reading disabilities in the United States and those who are U.S. citizens that are living abroad. You can find out more information and whether you qualify by finding the more information link on nlsbard.loc.gov. The NLS Bard mobile app is available free of charge, as are all NLS services to those who qualify. And what the Bard app does is it gives you access to all the different things that are digital that you'll find through the NLS service. So, for example, your digital talking books, you'll be able to play those on your iDevice. And if you have a Braille display, you will also be able to connect that and read web Braille files. There are some things that you need to set, and we'll go through some of those here in this podcast. I am running iOS 7 on my iPod 5, and although I have used the app quite a bit before, I have not used it on this device as of yet. So the first thing we want to do is launch the app and get it set up. So let's get started.
Bard Mobile. Bard Mobile. Bard Service Agreement. Heading.
And I'm not going to read the entire agreement in this podcast. You can certainly feel free to do that on your own time. I am going to go down to the bottom of the screen.
Start button.
And that puts us on the start button, but I need to flick left once and tell them that I agree to the service agreement.
Agree button. Selected. Agree.
And now I flick back right again.
Start button.
And now we can start.
Start. Bard account. Bard service agreement. Back button.
So once you agree and press the start button, the next thing you need to do is log in. You will need to use a valid username and password that you can get by contacting your local library. And again, if you go to that website that I talked about here in the first introductory part of my podcast, you will also get information that way. So I've entered my username and password, and I am going to go to the Done button, and then we'll be logged in.
Done. Get books. Heading.
And we are launched into the app, and the default, of course, is get books, because it's always good to get books. That's what this app is designed to do. However, before I get books, I want to show you the tabs on the bottom and access to something called Help, which, well, will provide you with help. And it's actually very well written. And I'm not going to read the entire Help file on this podcast, don't worry. But what I want to do is show you where it is immediately, so that if there's something that I'm not clear about in this podcast, or if there's something that you don't quite understand after playing with the app on your own, you can come into the Help file and look for it there. I will say that the Help file is pretty well put together. It's very well thought out, and it's well divided. Each section has its own heading. So if you're familiar with using the rotor for headings and things like that with iOS, you will find this very easy to navigate. And I actually encourage you, even if you find that you think the app is really easy to use, which I do, but by reading the manual, you actually will get some tips and tricks that you may not have known about. So at the bottom, we have four tabs.
Bookshelf, tab, 1 of 4.
Bookshelf is our first tab, and we're going to go ahead and select that for right now.
Bookshelf, select category, heading. Edit, button, audiobooks, 0 items. Audio magazines, 0 items. Braille books, 0 items. Braille magazines, 0 items. Help, 1 item.
And there you have the Help file. And so you'll have to come into your bookshelf, which you need to do anyway once you get books. And you can access the Help file from there. Again, I highly encourage people to check out the Help file. Even if you think you know the app well enough, you may find some little nuggets of information in there that you wouldn't have otherwise known. The next thing I want to demonstrate is how to get books. I am going to continue flicking to the right along the screen, as I have been, until I get to the Get Books tab, which is the second tab.
Selected. Bookshelf. Tab. 1 of 4. Get Books. Tab. 2 of 4.
And just for purposes of killing your curiosity.
Settings. Tab. 3 of 4. Now reading. Dimmed. Tab. 4 of 4.
Those are the other two tabs that you'll find in this app. Now reading is, of course, dimmed because we don't really have anything to read. We haven't been reading anything. We just put this app onto the phone and logged in. So I'm going to flick left twice to get us back to the Get Books tab.
Get Books. Tab. 2 of 4. Get Books. Heading. Wish List.
And these are the options we have. Wish List.
Recently added titles. Heading. Audiobooks. Audio magazines. Braille books. Braille magazines. Bard website. Heading. Browse Bard.
And those are the different options that you have in the Get Books heading. So I'm going to go back up near the top of the screen and actually cover these items one at a time, but I actually did that for a reason. I did show you the overview so that once I cover these things, you'll understand how they relate to one another, and that's important, as you'll see.
Wish list.
Yeah, I landed right on the wish list. How about that? So the wish list is the first item under the Get Books heading at the top of the screen. And what the wish list is it is where you would go to download books that you have added to your wish list. And you would do that because the only content that you can download currently with the app is found through the Browse Recently Added Titles collection, which we'll get into here in a little bit. So if you want to do that, you either need to log into your account through your PC or Mac or other device that you may have that accesses the web, or you could browse the Bard website here on the app and add things that way. In fact, that's what we're going to do. I am going to go past the recently added titles heading and go browse the website. So I'm going to use the rotor to do that because we've already looked at the different categories.
Language, character, word, speech rate, headings, recently added titles, Bard website, heading.
And that's one thing I really like about this app. They have divided things into headings in such a way that it makes the organization really easy to use. Because it's so organized, I can quickly jump all around the page and do the things that I need to do. It's very well thought out, in my opinion.
Browse Bard.
So I've flicked right once from that heading, and we have Browse Bard. So let's double tap.
Bard. Get Books. Back button. Bard. Heading.
I'm flicking right.
Back. Dimmed. Button. Forward. Dimmed. Button.
You of course have your standard back and forward buttons, which you would have in any web browser. And if we had been on a page other than the one we just loaded, you could hit the back button if you were browsing a particular set of things here. Now this gives you access to the entire Bard website. That's good. But it isn't good in terms of keeping a podcast to any sort of short length. So I'm not going to discuss each item. I'll just tell you some of the things that you can do and let you browse more in detail on your own. This is just sort of a demonstration podcast as to some of the things you can do with the app and how you would access them. So what you have is, if you'll recall, any of you who have browsed the Bard website previously, you have all of your recently added titles. You'll see those as well on the app. Again, this is the actual Bard website. You also find the most popular books, which I really enjoy. And you can do searches for either by author or by title or by keyword. And you, of course, also have the ability to browse by subject or by author's last name. You can look at the music scores that NLS has available. And you can even modify your account settings. I think that pretty much covers all the different things you can do on the site. But for now, what I'm going to do is, let's say I wanted to browse the most popular titles in the last, I believe it's 30 days, maybe it's 90, I think it's 30, the ones that have been downloaded the most. So I'm already on headings with the rotor, so let's go through the headings until we get to the one we want.
Bard main page, heading level 1, recently added books and magazines, heading level 3, most popular books, heading level 3, link.
There it is, we're on the most popular books, and if we want to know what that is, we can flick right once.
A list of the most downloaded books in the last 90 days.
Ah, it's 90, not 30. See, this is educational not only for people that are listening to this podcast, well, hopefully, it's also educational for me. I learn by doing podcasts for others, isn't that nice? I'm going to flick left once and activate the most popular link.
Most popular books, heading level 3, link. Most popular books. Head start over. Link.
And start over, which I'm not going to do because I haven't really started yet. But you have that as an option, and let's keep flicking right.
Audiobooks. Heading level 1.
Okay, so audiobooks is our first option, and you heard it was a heading level, which means we can skip at heading level 1 to the next category if it's not an audiobook we're looking for. But for the interest of my listeners and keeping this a little shorter, I'm going to just find a book and add it to my wish list.
Fiction, heading level 2.
Okay, we have fiction.
Alex Cross, Run DB 76227, heading level 4, link.
Alex Cross Run, which is I think the latest in the James Patterson series.
Patterson, James. Reading time, 9 hours, 13 minutes.
Well, if I don't hurry up, this podcast is going to be about that long.
Read by Jim Steiger.
So I'm flicking right here, and you're seeing all this information.
Suspense fiction, bestsellers. D. C. Homicide detective Alex Cross investigates 3 murders in Georgetown, unaware that one of the killers is a plastic surgeon whom Cross recently arrested for involvement with underage sex partners. Meanwhile, someone is studying Cross.
And you get the idea. It gives you the description of the book.
Add to my wish list. Alex Cross. Run. Link.
And we then have the ability to add it to the wish list. So I'm going to go ahead and do that.
Add to my wish list. Alex. Log out. Link. Bard main page. Link.
And I did that. I double tapped on it, and it seems like it kind of lands on a random part of the Bard website. It doesn't return you to the upper left corner of the screen. At the upper left, we have
Get Books, Back Button.
Get Books, Back Button. And so, whatever category you're browsing, and if you decide to do a search, it's the same. You would find one of your results and add it to your wish list. So I've got this book on my wish list, and I am going to go back.
Get Books. Browse Bard.
And we're returned to the Browse Bard option at the close to the bottom of the screen. So I'm going to go back up toward the top and get to my wish list.
Get Wish List.
I'm at my wish list now. Actually, if you're at the top left of the screen and you flick right once, that will land you on the wish list as well. So let's have a look at the wish list.
Wish List. Wish List. One item. Get Books. Back Button.
Ah. Well, well, what do we have here?
Wish List. One item. Heading.
I'm flicking right.
Edit Button.
You can edit, which I believe is in the upper right corner of the screen. I'm just flicking right here. You can feel free to explore the actual screens on your own time. But edit will allow you to go in and remove things, both from your wish list and also, as you'll see here, when we get into the bookshelf portion of this app, you also will see the same consistency, and you'll be able to delete books by double tapping this, and then there'll be a list of your books, and you'll get the delete button next to them.
Alex Cross, Run. Patterson, James. More info. Alex Cross, Run. Patterson, James. Button.
So if you wanted to get more information about the book, essentially the information that I just read on the Bard website, you could get it that way.
Bookshelf, tab, One of four.
And, of course, that is the only item on my wish list, so if I had other items, they would continue to be displayed. But, since we only have the one, let's go ahead and download it. I'm going to flick left twice.
More info. Alex Cross. Run. Patterson. James. Button.
The other option that you get with the more info button is the ability to download. However, if you flick left one more time...
Alex Cross. Run. Patterson. James.
And double tap.
Confirmation.
And I'll flick right.
Would you like to download this title?
Why, as a matter of fact, I would. That's why it's on my wish list.
Cancel. Button.
Flick right again.
Okay. Button. Wish list. One item. Downloading. Alex Cross. Run. Patterson. James. Progress. 5%.
And it gives us... I flicked right, and it's giving me progress messages.
15%.
And we're at 15%.
20%. Downloading. Alex Cross. Run. Patterson. James.
I flicked left so that we don't have to hear the progress messages. If I did not want to sit here, if I, say, for example, wanted to download another book, I could do that. So I'm going to go back.
Get books. Wish list.
And while we're waiting for this download to complete, I am going to go into the recently added titles and get a Braille magazine. And you'll see how that process works.
Recently added titles. Heading. Audiobooks. Audio magazines. Braille books. Braille alert. Download has completed.
And you heard the ding-dong, which means the download has completed, and it came up as an alert.
Okay. Button.
So I'm going to tell it okay.
Get books. Braille magazines.
Which is actually kind of nice. You know, it's a 9-hour book, and it didn't take very long to download. I'm on Wi-Fi here, of course, but you could, once enabled, actually have the app download things on your cellular connection. I'm going to download a Braille magazine, as I was saying before I was interrupted.
Braille magazine. Braille magazines. 15 items. Get books. Back button. Braille magazines. 15 items. Popular Communications, July 2013. More info. Popular Communications, July 2013. Button.
So you have the same consistency here in the interface in terms of getting new books, whether you're looking at recently added titles or something on your wish list. And if I wanted to download this Braille magazine, we'll just do it. Let's do Popular Communications. I'm communicating. I don't think I'm very popular, but anyway, I'm going to flick left again to the download option by double-tapping on the title. And again, we could have gone into the more info and gone through that route, but this is faster.
Popular confirmation. Would you like to download this title? Cancel. Okay. Button.
And this one's going to be really quick because BRF files are very small.
Braille magazines. 15 items. Downloading. Alert. Download has completed. Okay. Braille magazines. 15 items. Downloaded. Popular Communications, July 2013.
And so that is the Get Books tab. I'm not going to go through and download tons of different material because that would just take forever. Let's go back now and look at the Bookshelf tab now that we have some things on the bookshelf. I'm going to go down to the bottom of the app. The bottom left corner.
Bookshelf. Tab. 1 of 4.
There's our bookshelf. I'll double tap on that.
Bookshelf. Select category. Audiobooks. 1 item.
And now we're back to our categories like we saw at the beginning of this podcast. If I wanted to go into this audiobook category, which I'll do.
Audiobooks. Audiobooks. 1 item. Edit. Button. Title and author search. Search field.
And I'm flicking right, and of course you'll see here you can search your bookshelf if you have a lot of items on it.
Selected. Title. Button. Author. Button. 2 of 3.
By title, author, or...
Latest. Button. 3 of 3.
You can go to the latest items that were added to your bookshelf.
Alex Cross, Ron, Patterson, James. More info. Alex Cross, Ron, Patterson, James. Button. Selected. Bookshelf. Tab. 1 of 4.
And of course, we're then going down to the bottom with our 4 tabs, because that is the only item that we have on the bookshelf for audiobooks. So once I decide to play a book, what will actually happen is that the tabs on the bottom will automatically switch. We'll go from the bookshelf tab over to the now reading tab, which, as you may recall from earlier in our little tour, is the 4th tab located at the bottom right corner of your screen. But before we do that, there are a couple of things that I want to mention. One of them is that when you are downloading a book, you can go into the bookshelf and check the progress of that download at any time. And after you have added more than one thing to download, the second thing that you choose to download, or the third or the fourth or however many you put there, will be added to a queue. You can only download one file at a time. And finally, I think it's important to mention also at this point that when you add items to your wish list and then you download them, they disappear from your wish list. It's kind of an inconvenience for somebody like myself who uses more than one device, and it would be nice to be able to say, yes, remove this from my wish list, or no, don't, or have a toggle in the settings that says automatically remove items from wishlist upon download, and you could just turn it on or off as you needed. Granted, you can go back, of course, and find the item you want and re-add it to your wishlist on the other device, or you can go into the browse barred part of Get Books, and I believe it's under account settings you'll find the thing that talks about your download history, and you can go back in there and add it that way. So kind of an inconvenience, but you know, by no means is it what I would call a deal breaker for me. So now I'd like to play this audiobook that I have downloaded, and we will explore the now reading tab once we launch a book, and this will only apply to audiobooks. We'll get into the Braille part of the Now Reading tab once we have checked out the audio. So I'm going to flick left to get to the book title.
Alex Cross, Ron, Patterson, James.
And I'll double tap.
Alex Cross, Ron, heading.
And it launches the play screen. Now if I look at the lower right hand corner.
Selected, Now Reading, tab, 4 of 4.
You'll of course see that, as I had indicated earlier, the Now Reading tab is now selected. So let's take a look at this screen.
Alex Cross, Run, heading. Navigation, button. Alex Cross, Run by James Patterson, front matter. Current time 0 seconds. Total time 9 hours 13 minutes 29 seconds.
I'm just flicking right, of course.
Current position 0%. Adjustable.
So if we wanted to jump by increments, we could.
Bookmark, button. Previous, button. Jump by front matter, button. Next, button. Rewind, button. Play, button. Fast forward, button. Speed, button. Speed, normal, adjustable. Bookshelf, tab, 1 of 4.
And so those are all of our options, and let's go through them a little bit here. If we go back to the upper left corner of the screen, we'll of course see
Alex Cross, Run, heading.
The heading of the book, title.
Navigation button.
And the navigation button, which allows us to navigate by different parts of the book. I'll go ahead and activate that.
Selected, navigation. 1. Alex Cross, Run by James Patterson. 1. Library of Congress annotation. 1+, prologue, Die Young and Leave a Beautiful Corpse. OnePlus. Part 1. Win, lose, or draw. OnePlus. Part 2. Tipping point. OnePlus. Part 3. Drop dead. Gorgeous.
What you see here are the different parts at what we would call heading level 1, the different parts of the book. And you get the idea. I'm not going to go through all of these at heading level 1. But let's say we wanted to skip the prologue. I don't know why you would. I typically read prologues. But if you just wanted to jump directly to chapter 1, I'll flick backwards.
OnePlus. Part 1. Win, lose, or draw.
Part 1.
Alex Cross.
Win,
run,
lose,
heading.
Or draw.
You heard the narrator there speak where we're currently located, the position that we just navigated to.
Navigation. Button.
And we're returned back to the play screen. So we have the navigation button.
Part 1. Win, lose, or draw. Part. Current time 35 minutes 17 seconds. Total time 9 hours 13 minutes 29 seconds. Current position 6%. Adjustable.
And we can adjust this by flicking up and down, and it is adjustable. And it goes in increments of 10%.
Bookmark. Button. Previous. Button. Jump by part. Button.
If we go to jump by part, that's the type of navigation that we are currently set at. It's actually a navigation menu.
Next. Button.
And we can go to the previous, which was before that, and next, which is what we're currently on.
Rewind. Button.
You can rewind by a few seconds if you wish.
Play. Button.
Play it.
Fast forward. Button.
Fast forward.
Speed. Button. Speed. Normal. Adjustable.
And then you can adjust the speed to whatever it is you like.
Bookshelf. Tab.
And that's it.
1 of 4.
So I'm going to go ahead and play a little bit of this audio so that you can hear it. And then I'm going to move over and navigate to the speed part so that you can see how things sound once you speed up the book.
Speed. Speed. But fast forward. Play. Button.
Chapter
Stop.
1. In the pre-dawn darkness of April 6th, Ron Guidus sat behind the wheel of his car.
Fast forward. Button.
Okay, I'm
speed. Button.
Flicking right.
Speed. Normal. Adjustable.
Nothing special. Really. Just a white three-story clapboard on 5th Street in Southeast
DC. Let's do 200%.
The shutters were
one,
ready for a
250%. Speed. 250%. Adjustable.
Jamel and Alex Jr., a.k.a. Allie. The oldest Cross child, Damon, was home for spring break, but he spent most of his time at boarding school these days. And there was a foster kid, too, Ava Williams. It wasn't clear whether she was on track for adoption or what. Guidus still had some digging to do. He liked to know as much as possible about his subjects. There were a dozen Metro police officers on his list, and he'd been keeping tabs on all of them, mostly as a point of comparison.
So I double-tapped with two fingers to stop. So as you can see there, it doesn't really distort even at 250%. And if you didn't really want to try and listen to voiceover and the book at the same time, even though the book is stopped, I can still now adjust the value of the speed.
225%, 200%, 107%, 150%, 125%, normal.
And if you had voiceover speaking, but you were quickly flicking through, you'll notice there you heard a beep. Every time you get to 100%, which is considered normal, you'll get that beep. So it's kind of a nice feature. Now, the other thing that I want to look at before we are done with this particular section, I'm going to flick back to the left.
Speed. Button. Fast forward. Button. Play. Rewind. Next. Button. Jump by part. Button.
And we have what we're looking for here, and it's the, for lack of a better word, I guess, it's the jump by menu. And if we go in here,
jump by chapter,
we can double tap and jump by different elements according to the way that the DAISY content has been marked up. So you see there that you could jump by part, or you could jump by chapter.
Jump by phrase.
Jump by phrase.
Jump by bookmark.
Or you can jump by bookmark.
Jump by part.
And then we're back to jump by part. If we had gone back and let's say we wanted to add a bookmark to this, I would simply move over to the bookmark button.
Previous button, bookmark button, bookmark.
And it said bookmark, and it has inserted a bookmark. Now, if I wanted to get rid of that,
bookmark,
I would just double tap it again.
Bookmark.
And I'm not really sure why, it just says bookmark, but on my Braille display it actually says bookmark added or bookmark deleted. So I guess the key there is to just make sure that you know whether there's a bookmark there. So that's pretty much the Play Audio Books Now Reading tab. And if you have more specific questions about this, that something's not clear in this podcast, again, I encourage you to go look at the help file. I'm going to go ahead and back out of this, and we're going to take a look at a Braille file. So I am going to go down now to the tabs and select, what am I selecting? It's not Get Books, it's not Settings, it's not Now Reading, it's... Yes, Bookshelf.
Bookshelf, tab, 1 of 4. Audiobooks, 1 item. Bookshelf, select category, back button.
And, of course, we had the audiobooks category selected, so I need to back out of that.
Bookshelf, edit, audiobook, audio magazine, Braille books, 0 items, Braille magazines, 1 item.
All right, so now I'm going to go ahead and go into the Braille magazines.
Braille magazines, 1 item. Bookshelf, select category, back button.
And this particular Now Reading window is going to look quite a bit different because we don't have things like speed on here, because VoiceOver can't read the Braille content. You have to have a Braille display to do that. And so obviously we aren't going to have that as part of our options.
Braille magazines, 1 item. Heading, edit, button, title and author search, search field.
You will, though, see, of course, that we have here at the top a familiar layout.
Selected, title, button, author, button, two, latest, button, popular communications, July 2013.
And then I would flick right one more time. That would land me on the more info button, and that would be the end of this bookshelf. I'm going to go ahead and launch the Popular Communications magazine.
Popular Communications, July 2013. Heading.
The Now Reading tab actually looks a bit different when you're looking at BRF content instead of audio content. I'll go ahead and give you the sort of snapshot view of this particular screen. I'll flick right.
Navigation button.
That looks the same.
Input search keyword. Search field.
That part, not so much the same. You can search the BRF file for a specific keyword or whatever it is you want to find within the content. And now we are in the actual content of the BRF file, in this case, Popular Communications. There are a couple things you need to know about reading BRF files on the Bard mobile app. There are a couple things that you need to make sure you have set correctly. One of those things is that you must turn contracted Braille off. Yes, it is true that the BRF files are contracted Braille, but in order for the Braille display to interpret them correctly, because of the way Apple is set up, you have to turn contractions off and be sure that 8-dot Braille is on. To toggle contracted Braille, you do a space with dots 1, 2, 4, 5, or the letter G to toggle Braille grade.
Contractions off.
And you can toggle 8-dot mode on and off. It's already on for me. Space with dots 2, 3, and 6. To give you an idea of what VoiceOver does, again, it does not support reading through speech. I'm actually just going to kind of do a reading command here and just let you hear what voiceover says.
Comma, Hoppel greater than Munich, NS. Comma, July number Jack. Comma, volume number cop, number 4 number AA. Comma, P number up, number.
And you get the point. Basically, you can't really do a whole lot with it. So, what I recommend is just turning speech off at this point. It's not going to really help you any. It's just going to be a distraction, if anything else. And with iOS 7, you can actually turn the voiceover sounds off so that when you hit your scroll button, you don't have to hear the different clicks. So I'm going to do space with M to turn speech off.
Speech off.
And just so that you can know that I'm actually able to read it, it says part 1 of 4 parts, pages I to IX and 1 to 72. And then we get the editorial information about the editor of the magazine and the address and all that kind of stuff. And after that, we'll get into the special symbols. And I'm just flicking around here, just keep advancing. And one of the really great things about reading BRF files, and one of the great things about reading with a Braille display on the Bard app, is that I don't have to keep doing space with O to turn to the next page. In apps such as Nook and iBooks, as well as the Kindle app, you have to keep scrolling page by page with Braille. Now, if you're using speech, you can do a continuous read command, but you can't do that with Braille, unfortunately. And even the Read to Go app from Bookshare does not allow that. You can read by section, that's as good as you're going to get, but with this, you can just keep reading. Granted, if you want to actually do that, if you want to read by page, say I'm in the symbols section, the special symbols, I'll turn speech back on so you can hear it.
Speech on. Next page.
And as you hear that, it says next page.
Next page.
I'm just kind of going past them here. There's still more symbols, and now we're, after 2 pages, we're at the contents page. And now I'll hit space with M again to turn speech back off.
Speech off.
And then I can read the contents of this magazine. So, for example, it says part 1. Tuning in. Page 4. An editorial newsworthy. Page 5. Unwired, Info Central, and Washington Beat, and so on and so forth. Now there's some really cool options that you can use here in the BRF file. We saw that you can skip to something if you want to search for it, and you saw that we kind of moved back to get to that content on this app. However, I'm going to turn speech back on for a minute.
Speech on.
There are a bunch of keyboard commands specific to this app for a Braille display or a Bluetooth keyboard. You can do it on either system. And I bring that up because some Braille displays don't have Perkins keyboards on them. They're far and few between at this stage of the game, but they still do exist. So if I press the letter S,
search field is editing, input search keyword,
I'm immediately jumped to the search field. So if I go ahead and type in something, I'll do the letters HF. It's a radio magazine. I'm sure that the letters HF appear in this magazine somewhere.
AF.
And I'll go to the right with space and dot 4.
Clear text. Go. Button. Go. Comma. HF. B and S 8.
And it jumps me directly to the first occurrence of HF, which is HF bands, question mark, in this case. So that's kind of a handy feature. You can jump directly to that particular part of the screen. There are also some other commands that you can do. For example, the letter M, and again, I'm doing these without the space bar. It's just the actual letters.
Jump by search keyword.
This actually sets the way in which you can navigate around the menu.
Jump by line. Menu. Jump by page. Jump by volume. Jump by bookmark. Jump by search keyword.
And those are all the different things that you can do, or that you can jump by. Now, if you want to jump, let's do page numbers. I'm going to jump back to that.
Jump by search keyword. Jump by line. Menu. Jump by page.
Jump by page. So now, if I want to navigate to the next page, I can simply press the letter N and it will jump me to the next page. And then it says, example, comma, digital radio. And I can go back to where the previous page was, or if we had it set to any of these other navigational options that we just talked about, we can do that. Whatever, when you press M, when you cycle through, that basically tells the app what to navigate by. I'll press P. And I'm jumped back to the beginning of the previous page. It says retreat 17%. There are other commands. For example, you heard there one of the options that we could navigate by was by bookmark. So if I press the letter B,
bookmark added.
Bookmark added.
Bookmark deleted.
Bookmark deleted, and you can jump through your bookmarks that way. The app will remember where you are in a file, whether it is an audiobook or a BRF file, so that's the nice thing. And if you ever lose your place, say for example it does leave you at the top, you can press the letter L and it will return you to where you were. It doesn't give you any speech feedback, but it does return you to where you were previously. And this is a very powerful BRF reading tool for those of us using iDevices. I know it doesn't translate things so that you can read them with voiceover, but if you're a Braille reader, it's really powerful, because not only can you navigate very quickly around a BRF document from NLS, but if you have other BRF documents, say for example, maybe you downloaded them from Bookshare and you want to be able to do continuous reading with your Braille display, you can import these files and they will show up as books on the bookshelf. What you would do to do that is actually go into the Dropbox app. You'll have to download the Dropbox app and have it synced with whatever device you would get BRF content from. Say for example I had my PC and I wanted to transfer some BRF files from my PC to the iDevice. What I could do is put those BRF files in my Dropbox folder, then go into them with the iDevice and select them, and then once they have opened, go to the export button, which I believe is located in the lower right corner of the Dropbox app. And one of the options that you'll see under export is open in Bard Mobile. And once you do that, it will import onto your bookshelf and you can read it whenever you feel like it. Kind of like how you can import EPUB files into iBook. If any of you have ever done that, it's the same sort of idea. So those are the two different now reading screens. Finally, I want to get into the settings tab. You may recall from earlier, it is the third tab. I'm going to tap the lower right corner of my screen at this time after I turn contractions on my Braille display.
Contractions on.
Because I don't really care for uncontracted Braille. It's much slower for reading. And I'm going to go back to the settings tab. So I'll do space with 456 to get to the bottom.
Selected. Now reading. Tab. 4 of 4.
And then I'll move back one.
Settings. Tab. 3 of 4.
To the settings tab.
Settings. Audio settings. Button.
The first option that we have is audio settings. And the reason why I'm actually taking you into settings last is because really by default, your really basic stuff is already going to be set up. But if I go into audio settings.
Audio settings. Audio settings. Heading. Speed. 100%. Speed. Normal. Adjustable. Tone. Zero. Tone. Normal. Adjust. Background playback. Switch button. On.
By default, that is off. I have turned it on because I like the ability to lock my screen or go out of the app and do something else while I'm listening to content.
Auto lock during playback. Switch button. Off.
You can set it up so that your screen will auto lock after a designated amount of time if you're reading a barred book. And that comes in handy if you want to save battery life or if you don't want to have to worry about inadvertently touching your touch screen. That would be an option for you.
Skippable. Play. Button.
Skippable is actually something that NLS has set up based on what they think should be skippable items in a book. For example, the front matter of a book. You know, you could start playing it, and if you have this configured differently, you can have it skip past the front matter and go directly, in the case of, say, the James Patterson book, it would have went directly to the prologue.
Verbosity. Switch button. On.
Verbosity, if you switch it off, when you add or remove bookmarks, it won't say anything. It'll just click to indicate that the bookmark has been added or deleted. But if you turn that off, it won't do that at all.
Restore defaults. Button.
And finally, we have restore defaults. Now, earlier there, you saw that we had speed and tone. And, of course, we had that in the now reading tab. But the difference is that when you adjust it here in the settings of the app, you are actually setting it for all books. So, for example, if you want every narrator to be default to 150% for their reading speed, you could set that here. However, it only will apply to things that have opened after you have changed the setting. So if you had opened a book previously, that setting would not kick over. It would retain whatever setting it was that you had put up there when you had started reading the book. I'm going to go back.
Settings. Audio setting. Visual settings. Button. Visual settings. Settings. Visual settings. Heading. Font size. Medium. Button.
And you can increase that to large, and I don't know visually how this is laid out with iOS 7, but I know that the fonts on a lot of the apps and such are small and thin, so hopefully that might help you if you need it.
Contrast. Black and white. Button.
You can also adjust different colors for contrast.
Restore defaults. Button.
And those are your low vision settings. I'll go back.
Settings. User account settings. Button.
User account
settings. User account settings. Settings. User account settings. Heading. Art account. Button.
And you can view your account, and then you have your login information, and that's that entire screen. However, it is different depending on the device you have. For example, if you have an iPad that has cellular data enabled, or if you have an iPhone, an additional option you'll have here is to enable or disable the downloading of content through cellular networks. By default, it is turned off. However, if you want to turn it on, you do have that option. Now, of course, with Bard Mobile, you're going to be downloading audiobooks, and that's going to consume a lot of your space on your device. And if you have a 16 gig device, or an 8 gig in some cases, I know there's the iPhone 4S's are even still on the market with 8 gigs, you might want to be a little conscientious of what sort of space you're using. So I wanted to show you briefly how to go in and check that out. I'm actually going to go out of the Bard app to get to this and go into the settings for iOS.
App switcher. Home.
I think settings is in my app switcher.
Bard Mobile. Running. Settings. Running.
It is.
Settings.
Now what I want to do is find general and then usage.
Airplane. Wi-Fi. Bluetooth. Notification. Control center. Do not dis. General. Button. General. General. About. Software update. Siri. Button. Spotlight. Text size. Accessibility. Usage. Button.
There it is.
Usage. General. Back button. Usage. Heading. Heading. At bat. 54.5 megabytes. Button.
And it actually jumped down a little too far, so I'm going to flick back left.
iBooks. 58.5 megabytes. Swell. 60.8 megabytes. Mail. 65.6 megabytes. Voice memos. 101 megabytes. Guard Mobile, 110 megabytes. Button.
So as you can see, I have a 9-hour book and a BRF file. The BRF file is under a meg. And with just that one book, it's 110 megs. And anytime you want to know how much space you're taking up in the app, you can come in here to Settings, General Usage, and find that information out here. So that pretty much concludes my demonstration of the Bard mobile app. You can find it in the App Store by searching for Bard Mobile. I'll put a link in the podcast notes to this, as well as a link to the NLS Bard website. I definitely like this as a 1.0 release. It's really great for those who are using Braille, and it's great for those using audio as well. I guess the big thing is to make sure that you don't take up too much of your space on your iDevice. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you found this podcast helpful, and to see you on another podcast. This is Scott Davert saying goodbye, everybody.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.